Okay, this is on Garcia, that's last name, dash Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E, comma, first name is B-I-V-I-A-N-O, B-I-V-I-A-N-O, date of birth is 9-25-61, today is 10-27. Chief complaint, testicular pain, number one, follow-up of fatty liver, number two, follow-up of increased PSA, number five, three, follow-up of increased HMH, number six, history of EPH, number seven, increased weight, number eight, tiredness, number nine, I never had my sleep study done, number 11, history of fatty liver. Our patient is a 60-year-old gentleman who's still working. He does construction work. For the past week or so, he's had off and on testicular pain / perineal pain, but no blood in the urine, no nausea, vomiting, no fever or chills. His last PSA was 4.9 about 6 months ago. He was supposed to come back for a recheck, which he never showed up, period. He also had a fatty liver that needs to be rechecked. He has a history of BPH and currently taking Flomax, period. He has never been treated for prostatitis, but has very much symptoms consistent with prostatitis, period. He also states that he doesn't, he did not go for his he did not answer the phone for the sleep study because his HNH was elevated. He's not a smoker, and he's not getting exogenous testosterone or any other reason for his HNH to be elevated. Sleep study is in order, and then a erythropoietin level to make sure he doesn't have P. vera, of course, period. Let's see. So his medications were reviewed. Allergy, he's not allergic to anything. Social, he's been married for a long time, still works, construction worker, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Review of system as above. A COVID immunization. He didn't have COVID immunization. Mm-hmm. No?
I don't think.
Never been immunized against COVID. Okay. His urinalysis shows trace leukocyte, no blood. Trace leukocyte, so the Cipro should help him with that too. Trace leukocyte, that is trace leukocytes. Yeah. And Rocephin, and repeat his blood work. Then, next thing is under social, married, 24 years. He has children. Review of system, we talked about. Family history, coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, hypertension. Oh, COVID immunization is up to date, allergy none. Past surgery, no surgical history in the past. Then on the exam, his weight's 194, no significant change. 98%, 98.2, 16, 58, 142 over 83. Heart pulses, was of 2 lungs, a clear abdomen, soft mixture, then he switches to iron, mucosal condition. The analysis shows leukocytes, no blood. Assessment, number one, suspect prostatitis. Number two, recheck PSA. Number three, if the PSA is elevated, he needs to see a urologist. Number four, UTI. Number five, testicular ultrasound is within normal limits, except as far as cancer or tumors are concerned, but he does have a hydrocele and what looks like epididymitis with increased vascularity. Next number is increased weight. Next number is diet and exercise discussed. Next one is fatty liver remains. Next number, check liver function test in face of increased liver function test previously. Next number is a slightly increased PSA we checked today. Next number, he must get a sleep study done because of his H&H being elevated. Next number, recheck H&H to see where we are. Next number is continue with Flomax. Next number is continue with lisinopril. Next number is findings, we discussed the patient at length before leaving the clinic. Rocephin was given a gram, then Cipro for 20 days for prostatitis. And then CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, PSA, B12, vitamin D, RPR, testosterone, hemoglobin A1C was ordered. Thank you.